Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse with you this afternoon, and joining me is Noah Cassidy. Noah, what's going on, man?
I'm just, you know, chillaxing, seeing these pretty cool facts that are right here.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff for you on the Did You Know Show today. You excited? You want to go first?
Sure. I absolutely will. So this is kind of cool topic right here. Okay, so pineapples, did you know that they were once valuable and people actually rented them for parties?
Rented pineapples. Like bouncy houses? They'd rent them like a bouncy house?
I guess. It's just, just for the party, and then they have to come back. But that's because a long time ago, they were actually very expensive. So before the 20th century, there weren't these pineapple plantations out there to allow the world to have pineapples.
So it was more scarce.
It was very scarce. The only place they actually grew was in Europe. And so you actually had to have them imported to the United States to have a pineapple. And pineapples now, granted, money is worth a little bit more now than it was then. We have a whole lot more of it. Things are just more expensive technically. But in that day's money terms, a pineapple could cost up to $8,000 in today's money.
Wow. Okay, that makes sense.
So that's an expensive pineapple, right? And so instead of buying one, they would rent one. And that's how people would
just hang on the mantle.
It would just display this pineapple. I mean, you can't eat a rented pineapple.
Right, it'd be hard to return.
Right, you couldn't really return that. So yeah, if you went into a 1700s party and they had one of those pineapples, it was a message of saying elegant and wealth, and they had enough money, and they were throwing this big old fancy party. And another cool little fact I'll throw in with it is also, did you know that a pineapple plant will actually only produce 1 to 2 pineapples in its entire lifespan?
Wow. I did not know that.
Which is probably why they were also expensive, because one and done.
You're only getting one or two out of the whole plant.
One or two out of the whole plant.
Okay, I did not know that. That is definitely interesting. That's some good stuff from you, Noah. Today, I've got something I think is pretty interesting today. So, you know the prison Alcatraz?
Of course.
Right? It's one of the most famous in the United States. It's just a little island off the coast of San Francisco. Did you know that there were 14 escape attempts from Alcatraz, and all failed except one that is still... No one really knows.
No one knows. So one person did get away.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Right. Could
have
died,
I guess. And it was actually 3 people that were in this escape attempt. But yeah, so 13 all completely failed. One of them, the U.S. Marshals Service is still continuing to investigate, because what happened is on June 12th, 1962, 3 prisoners were missing from their rooms. They had papier-mâché'd fake heads to make it look like they were still in their bed.
Okay.
And then they fastened kind of do-it-yourself life vests to try to swim from Alcatraz back to the beach in San Francisco. So they did find notes and pieces of their life vests on the beach washed up, but they never had any evidence of them making it back to land. So it's... Some people think that the life vest fell apart and they drowned in the ocean, but nobody knows for sure. The FBI closed the case, saying that was their conclusion that they came to, was that they had drowned, but the U.S. Marshals Service still continued
to
investigate.
Never found a body, never found nothing.
Never found these 3 that on the 1 out of 14 attempted escapes from what most people consider, you know, the most confined prison that U.S. ever had in Alcatraz.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. And I guess if you really think about it, if they did get to the beach, you probably would have saw some type of footprint, some type of movement.
Or like people would have spotted these people that were clearly, you know, just came ashore, where didn't look like the rest of the population that was just on shore.
But they just found up pieces, not even the life jacket,
just parts of them, yes. Huh. But it was, you know, build your own life vest in prison,
right.
So I'm sure they weren't the most sturdy.
Weren't. Probably some blown up plastic bags here and there.
I think that's interesting for sure. I like stuff like that. So nobody knows exactly what happened to those 3 prisoners on 1 out of the 14 escape attempts from Alcatraz. The other 13 all failed. That one either failed also pretty miserably, or maybe they did get away.
Yeah, they're out there free. And
I don't know if the U.S. Marshals Service will ever find out, but
I'm sure they won't.
But it's a good one. So
it is a good one.
Something to think about today. And also, the pineapple is good stuff from you, Noah. So I'm sure we're going to have more great Did You Knows coming up. We'll have another episode tomorrow.